Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. I'm joined by...
Hey guys, this is Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I'm Ethan, also known as FlabsXE Gaming on YouTube.
And I am your handsome, hilarious, and beautiful, probably, host, Jeeves Favorite. How are you? You had some life-changing events?
Yeah, man, my life-changing event is that you keep cutting out for unknown reasons.
Yeah. I mean, the only other thing that's really happened is I drank some water, but that's about it.
I nearly died from doing that.
True. This is true.
Alright, you're bored. Ethan, what do you got?
Yeah. I mean, nothing much outside of the fact that, we're recording this on Super Bowl day. I mean, recorded the last two ones, so This one and the last one, so today's the Super Bowl. Although... a lot of people are boycotting it based on, I guess, what happened in the playoffs. I don't pay attention to football. Either way, a lot of people aren't watching it because they feel it's rigged. And I've been saying this for years. I've said football's been rigged for years, and no one wanted to listen. So that's on them. But that's the thing that's happening.
I mean, I don't watch football, so I didn't even know that it was, you know, Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, well, it's not being talked a lot of much because a lot of people aren't watching it. So,
I mean, fair enough. I've personally never liked football, actually.
No, I hear about it too often to care.
Fair enough. I've always been into, like, MMA and racing more.
Yeah, for me, like, I kind of like it. I don't like watching it on TV, because they do anything, and then there's some bad. And, you know, I don't got the money to be a billion games every. So... obviously, I don't go to see them in person. Very much, if at all, I've gone to, like, maybe one Steelers game before, and yeah, that's why I went to
Steelers game. Your internet hates you, my God. It's like, let you get one word out per sentence, and then it's like, screw you the rest of what you're trying to say.
Yeah. I was wondering if people are agreeing with
you. Let me try something that might fix it. It probably won't, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. I was wondering if you were hearing that, Ethan, because I was like, I hear him, I don't hear him.
I hear him. I hear him, I hear him, I don't hear him. It's like that one episode.
I hear him, he's gone.
It's like that one episode. I forgot what, I think it was the Who's Tim episode. We played the Who's Lying. And Noah said, like, a number, which was, like, 8 or something. And John's like, I hear you, I hear you, I hear you. And then he's like, wait, I actually didn't hear you. What'd you say? It's like, wait, I hear you, I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
I'm back. It may be better. It may be worse. We'll see.
We'll see, because it's usually after you've talked for a while, so it's not like instant.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and
there's two different actions.
Like, no. This episode is just John can't speak or something. Something like.
Is it cutting out still?
It is. Yes,
John. I don't know what you did, but it's still cutting out.
It didn't seem maybe it didn't seem as bad. Like, it was only like one sentence that got fully cut out, but like still, it still happens.
It didn't used to be that bad, but now it was just like I heard one word, I heard another. What's he trying to say?
Yeah, I feel like the internet hates me. So at least I'm not getting points. Sorry.
Did you piss off your internet provider, John?
I did
plan to
kill him 2 seconds
ago. That's enough of you. Also, like, do you have Spectrum or something? Like, what is it?
I don't know what we have.
How do you not know what you have?
We changed a couple of times because we just went, like, the one we had before just was shit. And I guess it's not much better now. It seems kind of inconsistent now. Sometimes it's great, and sometimes I'll be downloading. Yeah, it's going to take you 2 years to download that game.
Well, I was going to say, too, it depends on how many people are using it, too.
True.
So if you have, like, is all your family home, like, playing Smash Bros. Together or something? That's why it's, like, so...
Yeah, they're all playing Smash Bros. At the same time.
Separate devices.
It's funny, I don't know what you were trying to say, John, but you cut out.
Anyway. This episode's not about John's terrible internet provider, but we'll put that on the list for next time.
That needs to be a part of the description for this episode.
So, I mean, I guess that kind of was a headline, was the Super Bowl thing. Not that I care about it, personally speaking, but I guess other people do, so there's that.
Sounds good. Do you have a creative showcase and or listener email?
Well, I was going to just, I was scrolling through the emails that I have gotten, but a lot of them don't specify whether I can see them on the podcast or not, which is one of the, it wasn't a requirement, I just said that if you want me to read it on the podcast, make sure you leave it. So maybe these are just meant to be personal ones. But just to let everyone know, if you have sent an email, trust me, I've read them all, but it's just like, if you haven't specified if I can read them on the podcast, you won't get it read on the podcast, but I personally read them. So be rest assured that they're not just going in some guy Nigeria's spam folder. I'm actually reading. So, in terms of Creator Showcase, have you guys heard of Flabs XC Games? No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to think. I saw this person earlier. I don't know if they're still... No, I think I already said them, though, is the problem. I would just make a list of everyone I've already said. Like, there's people I know I've said already. But then there's people that I'm like, eh, have I said that person before? This person I don't think I've said. So this person, I don't know if they're a person behind it, if it's like a group of people behind it. It's a faceless YouTube channel from what I can tell. But they essentially, do uplifting stories. So you know how you watch the news and you see death, murder, all this other terrible stuff, and you're like, man, the world just kind of sucks. And you want some joy, you want some happiness out of it. These people, this company, whatever, this channel will promote, like awesome and wholesome stories. So the example of the story that I'm looking at is this guy is a, donut shop owner. It's bakery, but it's really just donuts. And, he's about like, he looks about like 56. He's a bit older, but his wife is currently sick. And so he's by himself. They're by themselves, so there's no one to take care of his wife. So when he goes to work, he has to, unfortunately, just hope she's okay. And people that are in the nearby towns heard about this, and they went to go buy all of his stock so he could go home early so he could be with his wife. And that's the story that I'm looking at right now that they're promoting. Which is, first of all, super awesome, not only for the story, but awesome that they're promoting this type of thing. So the channel is, I'm going to attempt to pronounce this right, it's accelerate.official. So it's just the word accelerate and then .official. Like I said, I don't know why you need the word official. Maybe accelerate was a, or no, that's just their at. So accelerate is the YouTube channel name. I'm actually seeing a Gordon Ramsay thing here as well. Oh, so it's not just stories. They do some like pop culture stuff as well, because Gordon Ramsay, I guess, is judging some dishes as well. Just positive content overall. It doesn't have to be stories. It looks like it's just a mix of positive, wholesome content, whether it be stories, whether it be moments. It looks like some of these are podcast stuff as well. I see Mr. Beast on here, Shark Tank. So yeah, it's all about positive stories and people overcoming things. I guess that's kind of what it is about. And we all could use a bit more hope in the world, so go check them out.
Nice.
Very nice indeed. I will try to move us along now. If I get cut out, I will.
Oh my god, that's the best timing. if I get cut out, I will, and then nothing after that.
I know. You wow. Just said it, and I'm just nothing.
It's like we got. It's great. It's a manual sensor button that they're doing over there.
Yeah, it's like, I will, and then I cut off, so I don't actually say it, anything incriminating.
Or maybe it's like a thing of, like, if John says a certain word, it's just like, oh, no.
Can't do it. Big Brother's watching him, so he's making sure he's not saying certain things.
Uncle Sam's watching.
Anyway, we'll try to move on. I'm gonna murder someone. I see it. I think it's a Discord thing because I see it on the green light when it cuts out. It's not picking it up. So Discord hates me.
I mean, Discord's working for me and Noah though. So I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just so funny,
John. If you go, if you hover over the Wi-Fi icon, what does it say your MS is?
17.
So that should be good, right? Because mine's fluctuating between 21 and 25, which says it's good. So I don't know. Yeah, I know high, because high that's ping, right? So high. So if it was like 100 something, that'd be terrible, right? So
right.
I don't know. Maybe it's Discord isn't picking up your mic, but it's I don't know why it'd be doing that.
Now, let me quickly check my voice setting. Maybe it's like, oh yeah, we switched a mic for... Okay, well, so basically I was saying that Noah loses.
Noah loses! I guess Noah didn't lose because we only heard part of that.
Yeah. That's great.
Man, John's Wi-Fi just is like, screw this guy and everything he wants to do in life. Just like everything, it just doesn't matter. Hopes and dreams, just dash him immediately, you know?
Yeah. It's like John's
Wi-Fi. Well, in hopes to move along and cut out. Ethan, talk about work stories.
Yeah, so that's the topic, if you could not understand Robot John over there, the topic for today is work stories. So basically, Noah has a job, I have a job. John, I guess, from what I understand, doesn't technically, but he's done jobs in the past, and he was getting paid when he was in the Coast Guard, so he has things he could talk about there. If he can muster up, if he's able to speak. Well, that will remain no man in the term, but it's not like he's getting points anyway, because that's why Work Stories was specifically a John episode, because me and Noah have probably a lot more to talk about there. Should I start with, like, a stupid story? Like, I was a dumb booty cheek? Or should I talk about, like, a funny story? I mean, so my job, just to clarify, should clarify what our jobs are so that way they're not confusing the viewers. So my job is I work in the food industry. I kind of said this before. I work in an Indian fast casual restaurant. So it's kind of like a Chipotle, but it's Indian and way better. It's owned by two brothers. Well, it's the family that owns it, but the two brothers run it. And I work at, it's actually only like a 10-minute walk from where I am, because actually I usually walk to work. It's pretty cool. And so my job consists of, it's kind of like, it's not your typical corporate job, because you're doing everything. You're not just doing one thing. So I work on the line. I do prep, food prep. I do dishes. I clean. I take DoorDash orders and all that stuff. So I do everything. It's a mix of everything. So that's what my job entails. So.
Okay.
So a story that I'll go with to start off is, I'll go with this story first. So essentially we were doing prep, and prep is very important in the food industry because you got to be ready for the influx, for the possible influx of people that want a certain thing. And because we're like a Indian Chipotle, we have a lot of variety of things that we got to make. Such as like chicken, lamb, Euro meat, cheese, all that good stuff. So we got to make that stuff, rice as well. And I was making, we were preparing sauce. So we make the sauce and then we put them in bottles to, have them on the ready. And, my manager wanted me to bottle some sauces. So I'm like, okay, I wrote down the sauce I needed to bottle up, and I took all the bottles and I was starting to fill them up. And I filled up the first couple that were pretty okay. And I'm like, these are pretty good. And then all of a sudden I was grabbing one of the ones that were meant for, it's a spicy sauce, so it's like I think they call it a hot sauce. And those ones were really good. And so what I was doing was I was filling them, so you had this little funnel, and you had this ladle, you had to put the ladle in the funnel to get the sauce in there. And I was pouring some in, and I was going pretty fast, because it's a liquidy sauce. So I was like, because some of the other sauces are pretty thick, so you gotta kind of gloop it on there and hope it goes down pretty quickly. But this one was super thin, so I was like, I was just kind of dumping it in there, and that kind of thing. And I start hearing like splashing, like what sounded like water. And I'm like, what is that? And I look beneath me, and the bottle cap, there's no bottom to the bottle. And all the bottles before have had a bottom. So I'm like, what the frick is that? What is this garbage? And then there's sauce all over the floor, and I'm just like, I want to murder somebody. And then my manager comes in, he's like, what happened here? And I'm like, I didn't realize there wasn't a bottom on this bottle. Every other bottle has had a bottom on it. And he's like, oh yeah, sometimes I take it off. And I'm like, oh great, awesome, thanks. So I cleaned it up, and we eventually got it sorted out, but it was just like, oh my god, it's so annoying, because I'm like, first of all, it was a dumb thing for me to do, and second of all, I was frustrated that someone took the bottom off of a thing. Like, what was the point of that? What was your goal for that? But whatever.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, no, what do you do?
Okay, so for me, my past two jobs, I've been working in a steel factory where one of them, we made forklifts, and the other one, where I currently work, we make a bunch of steel parts for a whole range of things. It could be anything from forklifts, planes, submarines, to government stuff I'm not allowed to talk about, but yeah, And I feel like this is a pretty good one to start off on. So one day at my old job, I was working for this company. Still don't like them. But anyway, I was working. I had checked the time, and I saw that it was very nearly break time. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go tell some people and get ready for break. So I tell a couple of coworkers. Everyone in the building stops, gets ready for break. We're all walking down, again, ready to go to break. I go down because with where I worked at the time, you had to either go through a room and up to the workstation, or you had to climb some stairs and go up the stairs. I was going down the stairs. Now, the thing about the stairs is there's a door right at the end of the stairs. So if somebody doesn't see you going down the stairs, they could hit you with a door. So yeah, I ended up going down the stairs right as I think it was like my safety manager was coming out, and I just get fucking hit with the door like it's a riot shield, and I just fall on my back, and I'm like, well, great way to start my break. Shit.
I love how it was a safety advisor was the person that did that to you. Not just any normal civilian, it was a safety advisor.
Nope. Yeah, I went down the stairs and I was like, okay, I survived. Boom!
I survived. Dead. Nope. Shot on the spot.
Yep.
Little did they know, they did not survive.
Little did no one know, he would get an arrow in the knee.
I might as well have gotten an arrow in the knee while working there, man.
Interesting Joy. But John, if you can somehow muster up some words, you want to tell us some what you mentioned, like you mowed lawns before, or if you want to talk about your whatever thing before, but
yeah, I'll go for the mowing lawn stories, because it was a pretty simple job. I was just, you know, a kid trying to get some money. So there was the person who, like, showed us our house, like, the real estate agent or whatever, I don't know the job title, but the person who showed off the house, I mean, was doing a job where they needed to clean up a nearby. And so they were like, oh, we can give you, like, so much money for mowing the lawn and the hedges. And so I was doing that for a few weeks. And then they're like, the people who owned the house, or the people who were like selling the house, were at one point when we went to be like, hey, I want to get my money for the last few weeks I've been working. They're like, oh, we asked you, and they in fact did not ask me to not come in at any point before that. And so I just didn't get paid for that.
Are they allowed to do that? I mean, you didn't clock in anywhere, so I guess there's no legal ramifications you can do.
I wasn't, like, contracted by them. It was just, like, it was unofficial enough that I can't legally do anything about it. And also, like, the reason I know it's kind of, like, bullshit, but they like, oh, we asked the middle person who showed us our house and asked me to do the thing, saw me at the house that the day when we reached out to them, was like, hey, we want to get our money. And they were like, they didn't say anything. They went like, oh, so it was just like kind of ridiculous, the whole thing. But hey, I made some money from it. I wasn't working there for too long. That was, like, outrageous. But no, as well as I was just, like, nothing.
Okay.
Well, if only we could understand all of what you said. But we got the gist of it, I guess.
Okay, there's a problem for me now.
What?
Because for me, before, it was just John cutting out. Ethan, you just cut out, too.
So it's Noah's fault. It's all Noah's fault. I understand.
Noah. Yeah, Noah's tampering with the audio, so he wins, but little did he know, he's...
Little did he know, cut off.
He just cut off.
It's like, it's great timing, but it's also not great timing.
No. Yeah. Great.
I guess it'd be back to me.
Yeah.
So another story I'll go with is, what's another good one? I'm trying to think of like the dumbest mistakes. I mean the one I said earlier was pretty stupid. I mean, I like, not only was it stupid in regards to like why is there no bottom on this bottle, but like it just slipped my mind that I just didn't think there would be, I didn't think there wasn't going to be a bottom on the bottle because like all the ones before I've had them. But let's see. So I guess the story I'll go with is, there was a like company, I guess. I don't know if they were a company. I think they're close to me, so I can't say their name, but there's a company that was coming and it was just me and my manager there. Cause there's usually only ever two people in there, maybe three, like we'll get to three later once they get even more busy. But right now, there's usually just two people there, our manager being one of them. So just me and him, and I see this, like, buttload of people coming, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. The one thing we do, so we're an Indian Chipotle type of thing, so we do bowls, burritos, and tacos. Tacos being, like, a relative term, because it's not typical what you think is a taco. But we make those, and, like, burritos are, like, really hard for me to wrap. I don't know what it is. Maybe I just need more practice, but it's, like, really hard to wrap. Bowls, super simple. I can do those all day. Same with tacos, basically. It's just burritos I can't do that well. And these people just kept ordering burritos. But what was nice was I was starting them. And so I was giving them their base, their protein, and their sauce. And then my manager was at the other end where he was giving them the toppings and he was checking them out. Which was great because that means I didn't have to fold the, I didn't have to wrap the burritos. But I was dealing with, it's because it's Indian, we have naan bread, that we always ask if they want it on the side. And normally the answer is yes, because it's only a buck or two for the naan, and it's pretty good. It's garlic naan too, it's not just plain. I stick it in. So you're balancing not only the line with the customers, but you're also balancing to remember to get the naan out of the naan press in order to get that so that you can give it to them. Because you don't want it crunchy, we always strive to make it like, doughy, I guess, because you don't want it crunchy. I mean, to me, I like it crunchy. I prefer it soft, but if it's crunchy, I won't fiddle with it. I won't be too upset about it. But we want our customers to be soft. But if you leave it in there for like 10 seconds too long, it's gonna get hard. And so it was that day was truly a balancing act because you had to balance the people that were there in the line. And these, mind you, the people were awesome. That wasn't the bad part or anything. It was just balancing what they wanted, remembering what they wanted, and then remembering the naans that were in the naan press. Cause that was always a, that was always a struggle for me, was remembering that the naans were in there. But we got through a thing of like a lunch rush. That's kind of what it was. Cause there was at least like 30 people there. But we got through it. We got through it in about like 10 to 15. No, it's probably more like 15 minutes. It was definitely a rush. That's all I'll say.
Interesting. But, Noah, do you have any, more stories for us?
Of course I do, bud. So, when I was working at my old job, one day in particular, this was when I was, like, still relatively new with the job, so I didn't know how to do everything quite yet. But I remember this one day, a coworker comes up to me, and they're like, hey, can you go refill these plugs? And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. And then I think to myself, hey, I'm going to refill these plugs. Why not grab some other bins that have plugs in them and refill those as well? So I do just that. I grab other bins that look low to me, and I take them over to the plug center where we have all the different kinds of plugs you can need. So I fill all the bins, I bring them back, and my supervisor, he looks at me and says, the fuck did you do that for? I looked at him and I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, we don't fill those till the end of the day, so we have know how many we have and how many we're using per part. I looked at him and I was just like, I am sorry? He just looked at me with the biggest look of disappointment, like, why the fuck did we hire you?
He's like your typical dad, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
Exactly. It was one of those looks precisely, just like, I'm not mad, just really disappointed.
Yeah, I don't like saying boss because it has some like, especially with the guy I work with, it's like say negative comments. He's my manager though, so my manager he's super chill. Like when the time I did the story where I told you that the sauce fell on the ground because there's no freaking button. He was like, oh, what happened here? Like it was just super chill about it. He wasn't like, wow, you made a huge mess, he wasn't like, the fuck you say to me, little so, you know, he's not like that type of boss. He's actually super chill, he's amazing, and he's pretty easy to work with. And, like, just the overall environment in my work area is pretty cool. And Noah sounds like he works more in, like, a typical company thing, based on the sounds of it. Yeah. I mean, his boss doesn't sound like he's, like, slapping him silly or anything every time he makes a mistake, but nah. Still.
Yeah, no, my job's basically been, like, working in steel factories. The last one was a corporate one. The one I'm currently at is, like, a less well-funded one, I guess you could say.
Yeah, but is it still corporate, though?
No, not really.
So they're illegal!
No, it's just, like, a lower-end, like, it's like a lower ends kind of thing.
I'm sniffing the IRS.
No, let's put it like this. The job I had previously working for that company, that was like high end because I was making like $19.50 an hour.
Holy sh.
Right. Yeah. Whereas where I'm working now, I'm making less than that.
Yeah, I unfortunately make minimum wage. I guess that's another downside of the job, but I like the job, so, you know, there's that. That's, I guess, the upside. Because I was going to work at the, this is not a local store, so Aldi's is a popular chain. I kind of crap on them sometimes because their snacks, like their personal branded snacks, usually suck. But I guess they are a store that prides themselves on having good deals and stuff. You'll usually find a better deal there than you would at a normal grocery store. And they're 19 an hour. But you're also doing everything. So similar to my job that I actually have now, you're doing everything. You're a cashier, you're a stocker, you're cleaning, you're doing everything. So that's why it's 19 an hour. But the ones that were near me weren't hiring, so I never got anything back from them. But John, we'd be back to you if Robot John doesn't intrude, you know.
Yeah, if I could try to get through the story without falling and not working, but so when I've got to move on to when I was in boot camp there for a while. When I was in the like getting ready to leave area, because they couldn't just have us leave immediately because it, you know, that you gotta fill out paperwork and whatnot, and you gotta get travel arrangements to go home. And so there was like a in between period where I was no longer training, but like not home yet. And so usually they still paid us when we were in this part because they can't just have us sitting around there in the one place, unable to leave and not pay us, because that's kind of considered false imprisonment. So we couldn't leave. So they usually had us do like odd jobs at this point in time because they were paying us, but they didn't want us just to sit around doing nothing, even though that's kind of what I was doing when I was injured. But that's another story. One of these jobs that they would have us do is there was like a restaurant that was there on the base that we'd walk over there and usually just like kind of clean dishes and whatnot. And I was there with one of my buddies who had been around for a while because he was injured same as me, and then was also then getting out like the same, he actually left the same day I did. And so I was drawing a knife, and I looked over at him, and he said that I looked like a serial killer the way I was like drawing off the knife. And so from that point on, the rest of the time we were working there, I just kept looking over in the same way whenever I had to draw a knife.
Man, John's brother, watch out, man, he's coming for you. He's gonna get revenge. Yeah, I was gonna say it's your older brother, right? Your oldest brother.
Yes, I have two older brothers, so they're both older than me.
Well, I know, but which was the one? Is it the old, are they both the same?
No, eldest brother.
Eldest brother, okay. Yeah, he's the one that stabbed you in a dream, right?
Yeah.
So it sounds like you got some bent up rage that you gotta let it out.
I never quite got over that too.
And now that we've talked about it so often in the podcast, it's rekindling that memory that your brother stabbed you on, like, just right there. I see what's going on. Well, hey, knock on wood, the leaving the Discord call worked because you didn't really cut out at all there, so let's hope it stays that way.
Yeah, I heard him perfectly.
But just like, as soon as John was talking about him, pulling it, like, he looked like a serial killer with a knife. I just imagine John like in a dishwasher, just like, he just looks over to his friend super slowly, like in a horror game, pulls out the knife. If I was with John, I'd be like, okay, I have a 50-50 chance of dying right there, right now. Either he's joking, or this guy's truly mad. It's a 50-50 at this point.
Yeah. I was imagining, like, John's over at his parents' house, his oldest brother walks in, he's just there drawing a knife, like, ah, it's my chance.
Yeah, but,
can't confirm or deny anything.
Anyway, another story for me, I guess. I'm trying to think of, like, a lot of my stories are, like, just me doing stupid stuff, but I don't want to keep doing it. That's why I did something different last time. The last one I did was, like, a cool story about, like, how we were getting slammed and stuff. I guess another, what was the thing? Oh, yeah. So I work with obviously more than just my manager. So sometimes, he'll leave and then someone else will come in. We got to the point where we know how to, like, close the restaurant ourselves. So he doesn't actually need to be there for that. Cause it makes him be able to go home to his family a lot sooner. So, what we did is I worked with this girl. I'm not going to say her name. Not that it, I guess, matters. For the sake of the conversation, her name is Emily. We'll go with that. So Emily would like, she kind of seems new. I don't know, because she was asking me questions, and I'm not any sort of manager or any sort of thing. But I'm always a thing of, like, if you don't know, ask, right? So, like, maybe it was just a case of that. But she was having me, like, confirm things. Like, I think we were out of cheese that night, and she was confirming to make sure that, like, because she walked over to me and said, hey, can you make sure I'm not going crazy? Can you come to the walk-in and make sure there's no cheese or whatever? So I don't know if she's new, or maybe she just doesn't work that often to know a lot of stuff. But I don't know. Either way, we were working together, that night, and, I think she was doing the front of house, and I was doing the back and the grill. And the grill, I cleaned the grill, but I've never actually shut it off before. So what I did is I looked at the switches and I'm like, oh, it's just like maybe a normal grill. Let me just put everything in the off position. And I was like, okay, that looks pretty good. And I thought it felt super, like, I thought it felt the heat going away over time. So I'm like, okay, it looks like it turned off. That's good. And obviously after I turned it off, I started cleaning and stuff. Fast forward the next day, my manager was like, hey, so just so you know, you left the grill on last night. And I'm like, what? How? And I walk over to where the grill was, and he showed me what I had left it as, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so dumb. So the knob, it's just like a grill. It has the knob and stuff, and there's an on, and, like, it has the temperature. But it on the knob, most grills have, like, a pretty clear indication as to what temperature it's currently at. This one has a tiny, tiny little minuscule little arrow on the knob to show you where it's pointing. But because it was so tiny, and because we had shut off the lights in the in the front of house area, there wasn't much light on the grill. And so I just assumed once I turned it all the way to the right that it was off. But it was actually, it was on, but it wasn't blasting or anything. It wasn't like 400 degrees or something. It was like, it was whatever the lowest it was, I think is 150. I don't know. Either way, it wasn't off. And I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. Because, like, that's such a simple mistake that, like, if I had known how to turn off the grill, that would never happen again. In fact, that's never happened again since I made that mistake, because I know how to turn it off now. But it's one of those things that, like, I don't know. It's just, like, when he said that, my heart sank when he... Because he texted me more than he... Because, like, if I'm not in that day, he'll just text me. And when he sent that text, my heart sank, and I'm like, oh my god. Like, that's so stupid.
It's alright, but it happens.
It's just like, I don't know. It's just like one of those mistakes that, like, well, I'll never make that mistake again.
I get you.
But he was still super cool about it. He's just like, hey, you just so you know, you love this the grill on, here's how you actually do it. So, you know, there's that too.
I mean, it's a small mistake. It's not like it burned down the restaurant.
Well, no, but leaving the grill on still costs them money, because it's like you left the grill on for all night, and then they don't actually open till like 11, so it's actually all night and all morning. So,
oof.
But it's fine. Like, I mean, he was fine. He was fine as long as it didn't happen again, which it hasn't. So
that's good.
And the restaurant's still standing. I didn't, you know, I love blown up orphanages, but not restaurants. You know, that's a different. You gotta keep those around. You know.
Yes, yes, yes.
But no, I believe it's back to you.
All right. Okay, let's go with a more recent one. So, this story takes place with where I currently work, and I don't know why, but nowadays when I go to work in the morning, I get there. It's like 5 in the morning. Sometimes like 4:50 in the morning, because like for me. I work 6 until like 2:30. Not too bad. But that means I start my day at like 4 in the morning. So most days when I arrive at work, I'm there very early at like 4:50 in the morning.
Ew.
So this day, yeah, I know. I hate it. Anyway, so this day I come in, it's like 4:50, and I'm like, okay, I have 10 minutes until the doors open, because once it's 5 o'clock, the doors open. So I wait 10 minutes, go up to the first store. And to get in the building, you need to have a badge and pull the door at the same time. So I hold my badge up to the little scanner, hold the door, and nothing. And I'm like, huh, that's weird. Try again. Nothing. And I'm like, okay, third time's the charm. Let's hope. Try a third time. Nothing. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. Never happened before, but what if I go to the break room door? That might work. And I get to the break room door. Try to open that. First time, nothing. Second time, not even an inch. The third time, nothing. And I'm just stuck out there like, huh, well, this is new. It never happened before. And so I was like, okay, what could be the reason? Maybe I need to wait a little bit longer. So I waited outside for 5 to 10 more minutes. I go, I try the first door again. I try 2 times. First time, nothing, damn it. Second time, nothing. Fuck. Go to the break room. First try, nothing. Shit. Second try, it worked. Holy fuck, I'm inside.
So what was the issue? I'm confused.
The issue is, apparently, the doors do this when it gets cold. If it's cold enough, the locking mechanisms freeze.
That seems like a terrible design.
Yeah.
I feel like
it
you
is
should,
a terrible design.
I feel like you should bring them to court to sue them for that.
You know, I would, but I'm poor.
You know what? I understand.
Yeah, I mean, I've witnessed firsthand car doors freezing shut if it's cold enough. My own car, one day I was going to school, I would go to open my car door, and it doesn't come out, it doesn't open. And I was like, okay. Maybe I'm just like not pulling hard enough, and I don't pull that hard on it, and the handle just came off.
Oh, wow. Okay, dude. John, I swear John's just a comic relief character in a video game, dude. I just like every time John tells a story, I'm just picturing him staying there. Like, this is such a John thing to do. Like, his car head breaks off the thing, he holds it, looks at it for a couple seconds, be like. Yep, this is how I am now. So,
that's essentially what happened, except that I wasn't holding it. Like it slipped out of my hand onto the ground. I just looked at it. This is how this day is gonna be.
That's even better. Like it just flips on the ground. John stares at it for a long period of time.
Yeah, I'm just imagining in my head. John goes, tries to open his car door. Okay, maybe didn't pull hard enough. Pulls, fumbles, just looks. Okay, yeah, this is how today's starting.
John's the type of, like, person to, like, he's, like, running off a cliff, and he's the type of person that's, like, still walking, even though there's nothing beneath him anymore, looks down, falls.
I thought you were going to say John's the kind of person to run, jump off a, like, cliff, and then look behind him, like, do I have a parachute?
That'd be, I mean, wait a minute. Why do I feel lighter? Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a second, why do I feel 40 pounds lighter?
But no, I just have to tell the story. I can just picture him like standing there trying to open his car door like a normal person. And it just pops off and he just looks at it for a little bit in disbelief.
John, how old is your car?
It's like, a little older than me. I think it's the 8.
Wait, it's older than you?
Yep.
But wait, if it was made in 2000, wait, hang on, the math ain't math in here. If it was made in
98.
Oh, I thought you said 2008. I'm like, wait. Okay, that makes a lot more sense. So did you buy it because it's so old? Is that why you bought it?
Oh, it was in the family. My great grandma had it, and she like didn't drive it that much because she was kind of losing her eyesight. Mm. And so it was. It's in decent condition. It's just kind of old.
I just find the idea of John trying to open his car door and then the handle falling is so funny.
It's just like something that happened in a comedy movie. It's great, man. Anyway, but John, besides you like dismantling your car piece by piece, what other stories do you have?
I'll go. There's plenty of boot camp stories that I could go with, but like, there's so many that I've just like, and that day sucked.
what was the worst day?
The worst day. Oh man, this is a story. Yeah. So this is when I was in the point in time where I was injured and I was just like, kind of just going through it day by day, trying to not go insane from the constant being yelled at, and also being injured. And so the way that it worked there was like, we weren't training, but we were treated as if we were. And so they would also have us do odd jobs, but they'd be more strict if you were to mess up. And so there was one person came in, one of the in charge people was like, he came in and he said he wanted someone to fill out one of the sign in, sign out books that they needed for the next group of recruits that were coming in. And for some reason, they asked me to do it. And I was like, okay. And then one of the people who had been there longer, one of the recruits who had, he wasn't injured, but he was, quote, under investigation. In my opinion, they were not investigating anything because he was there for like 6 months. And, so he was like, took it from me. He was like, oh, I'll ask the person in charge of us, like, what we do with this, because he wasn't like in charge of anything. He was a recruit just like everyone else, but he had been there long enough that he was like the head recruit, if any, you know?
Mm.
So he takes it away from me. He goes off and asks the person in charge. So I was like, oh, I guess I'm just gonna go back to whatever I was doing. It's out of my hands. And so fast forward like 2-3 days, turns out nobody did what was asked, because the person who went brought it to the guy in charge, and he emailed the guy who wanted the thing filled out, and he just apparently never saw into that email, and that was somehow my fault. And so I was just like, we every evening we would go and run if we could, or walk on the track that they had. And so I was doing my lap, and I just hear from like a million miles away, my name. I'm not gonna say it. We'll go with Phoebans, because that's my YouTube name, YouTube Twitch name. And they're screaming my name from a million miles away. I'm like, ah, shit, no, I'm in trouble. And they come in, they start just chewing me out, being like, I told you to do this the other day, and I was like, I messed up, I guess, but like, and then the guy who had taken it from my hands was standing right next to me when this was happening, and he tried to explain to the guy. He's like, oh no, that's my fault. He's like, no, it's all on Phoebus over here. I'm like, oh damn it. So they basically were like, you need to do this now. And he tightened the deadline of what I had to do. And so I was working all that day and the next day on it. And it was the day I'd finished. We were just going off to breakfast, and I hear the same guy from like a million miles away scream my name. Like, why are you with that? I'm like, I'm trying, man.
Wow. Okay. So even though that's not at work, like, yes, you were being paid, I guess, but that's not like work. But even though it's not work, that totally sounds like a workplace thing that would happen. Like, you're delegated to a task. You reach a point where it's no longer something you can do, so you gotta have, so someone else comes over to help you and you forward it. And then something goes wrong in that process, and then the person that originally gave you the task comes back and says it's your fault, even though it's two steps removed off of your plate, so it's really not your fault, but they still blame you anyway. Like, that is such a classic, mm-hmm. like, corporate something to happen. Like, that
Oh, yeah.
That just sounds frustrating. And could you could you defend yourself and say like it, like where would you get reprimanded if you did that?
Usually, if you were somebody, they were called company commanders, were the name of these people. They're like Joe sergeants. Mm. If they believed something, it was true. Doesn't wow. matter if it was true. If they believed it, it was true. And if you tried to like be like, no, that's not actually right, then you would get in even more trouble. So it's usually the best option was to be like, okay, sure.
Yeah, I guess I'm starting to learn in real life. You just got to do that. It's like, even though you know in your heart of hearts that they're 100% wrong, and sometimes you even have proof to prove they're wrong, to prove that they're wrong. Sometimes you just gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just best to let it go.
But
that actually reminded me of a story.
Well, it's not your turn, so you gotta wait.
I'm just saying.
But so my next story, so we were talking about, I'm trying to think what my worst day was. I think it was a day I just made like a bunch of repeated mistakes and I'm like, I want to die. So I think I'm going to go with it. So I was called in for the evening shift. I can't remember if I was called in or if I was scheduled. I think I was called in actually. I wasn't even meant to be there, but I wanted to be there because I would get money. So what we were doing is I was making the chicken. I was cutting the chicken. Or no, I was cutting peppers and stuff for we have a lamb dish that has peppers and onions in it. And I was cutting the peppers for said lamb. And I started, I think I got there around 4 or 5, whichever what it was. And I thought I was doing great. I thought I was doing fabulous. And I'm trying to remember. I was obviously still being careful because I don't have like the greatest knife skills. I help around with cooking, but I've never worked in the food industry before my current job, and I'm not like a chef or anything, like a glorified chef. But I still know my way around the kitchen and stuff like that. But I thought I was doing great. And my manager comes over to me and be like, hey, so this is taking too long. It's about 6 o'clock now. And I'm like, 6? How? It's like, that doesn't make any sense. And I look at my phone and sure enough, it had been an hour of me just cutting peppers. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And so, he took, there's only a couple left, but it was still like, it still was taking too long. So I think he took the last three and did it himself, which he was going pretty quick, but that's because he's had the experience. And I'm just like, damn it. Okay. Well, I guess I'll go do something else then. And then he wanted me to, cut the chicken. So we have, chickens are most popular meat. So we have chicken on the standby almost every day. And so there's a very specific way to cut the chicken. They need to be in like these little cubes, like little cubes. And so I was doing that. And, as I was going, he's like, oh, so those are too big, by the way. You need to make them smaller. I'm like, okay. So I tried to make him smaller. He's like, no, you need to go even smaller. And then I'm like, oh, hey, what is happening? What is happening today? And then fast forward like an hour later, I was trying to refill the cheese. And so I brought the cheese in the back because we have the cheese in the walk-in fridge that we have. And I set the cheese down and he's like, oh, you just set the cheese down where you were cutting the chicken. And I'm like, and it wasn't right where it was like sort of near it. But it wasn't next to it. It wasn't like on it or next to it. It was like in the general vicinity. And he's like, oh, that can cause cross contamination. I'm like, in my mind, I thought cross contamination was they needed to be close enough to each other for that to happen. But I guess they might have been close enough, but I just didn't think they were. And I'm like, oh my god. Like, that was like, these are like the bigger ones. There's like a couple small mistakes I remember that were sprinkled in there too. And it was just a day, like, I don't know why I was so bad that day. Like, it was a rough one. But I think we didn't even, like, because the restaurant closes at 8:30 and we try to get out around 9 at the latest. And I don't think we got out till like 9:20 that day. It was pretty bad. It was just a bunch of like, I want to smack my head against the nearest wall I can find. Like that's the kind of day it was.
Fair enough, yeah. So Noah, do you got a story that you said you had one?
Yes, I was actually reminded of this one. So here is my worst day ever at my previous job. Not this current one, my previous one. So this one day, I'm working, I'm doing my job that I was hired to do, which, a little context prior to this, the job I got at this company, I did not fucking apply for. They gave me the wrong job and the wrong department.
Yeah, they can't do that.
Yeah, well, either way this happened. So, this one day, I'm working, things are going fine, And then, you remember the guy from the first story who hit me with the door?
Mm-hmm. The safety manager?
The safety manager. He comes up to me and he says, "Hey, our boss needs to see you, and I'm coming with." Immediately in my head, I was like, "Oh no, I'm getting fired. I'm not doing a good job. I'm done for. Fuck.
I'm done for."
In that moment, dude, my heart sank into my asshole. I was like, "I'm being fired." So I'm like, "Oh, okay." And I looked at one of my coworkers. He's like, "Yeah, I got you. Go on." And you little dumbass, he's gonna get fired. Anyway, so I walk with our safety manager up to our boss's office. Now, keep in mind, up until this point, our safety manager, who was my boss, did not tell me that I was not being fired. So when we got into my boss's office, I'm in there, in a chair, just sitting, with all my safety gear, my hard hat, all that fun shit. I'm just looking at my boss, looking at my manager, looking at my boss, looking at my manager, and I'm just like, is everything okay? This is the moment where my boss finally pipes up and he's like, "Oh, hey, you're not being fired." And I'm like, "Oh, okay. So what's this about?" My boss then says, "You're being moved." So what this meant was I was going from my current job to a different job. And I was just like, "Oh, okay." Now, when they had done this, it was like the end of the day. So end of the day comes, I meet my new manager, I go outside, and I am fucking pissed, because they didn't give me any reason as to why I was moved, I was just moved. But yeah, so that was my worst day ever at that job.
Like, did you get paid the same amount?
Oh yeah, I got paid the same amount, the pay didn't change.
Yeah, but if they're like, "Yeah, we're gonna change where you are, and lower your pay," just a completely different job.
Yeah, but like, oh god, I hated that day. That was the worst.
I just like, did you ever get a reason as to why they moved you, or did you just never ask?
Nope, never got a reason, man.
Well, did you ask, or did you just never ask?
Here's the thing, I tried to ask, I never got a solid answer. I heard 4 different answers of me trying to figure out what was going on. One of them was, "I don't know, I don't care, fuck off," and I forgot what the other was.
I feel like there's some legal issues with that specifically. Like, okay, they can't tell you. No, I'm not talking about them swearing at you. They can do that, whatever, no one cares. But I'm talking about, like, them moving you, and, like, because your pay didn't decrease or anything, but it didn't increase either.
No, it didn't increase either.
I think they gotta tell you, they gotta give you a reason to switch your job position. Like, I'm pretty sure, maybe not in New York, but I know in some states they have to do that.
That's the thing. If they did tell me a reason, during that entire meeting with my manager and my boss, in my head, I didn't hear a fucking thing they said. I was just in my head like, "Oh god, I'm done for. Shit, shit, shit."
Okay, well, that sounds like your problem at that point.
Fair enough.
But, Jeebins, Phoebins, I believe it is, time to ride off into the sunset, if you will.
Yes, are you dictating the end of the podcast, huh? So, I guess, who would like to hear points?
I would love to hear points, John.
Alright, well, I'm gonna deafen Noah so he can't hear points, and just to see them.
Wait a minute. This seems unfair.
So the points are, Noah, you have 23 points. So pretty
I'll
good.
Take it, I'll take it. Hey, I got Michael
Jordan. Cool. And Ethan, you got 25 points, making you the winner.
Yeah, it was closer than I thought it'd be. Yeah.
Yeah. Same here.
I was thinking Noah to be like -276 and me like 3 points.
Noah didn't lose too many points today. I took a couple points off here and there when he swore. But
wait, I have a way to lose some points, John. You want to know what you are, John?
What?
You want to know what you are?
Amazing host. There's no flaws.
A bald Russian communist. The
fuck is now you have 0 points.
I had my finger on the trigger for that one. I knew what was coming.
What the fuck? I was going to call him a bald communist.
Yeah, well, after you said that, that's what I did. If you missed the last episode, you'll be like, where did you get that from? It's I have a soundboard, so I just can play that anytime I want.
You need to get more for that soundboard. That's fucking amazing.
I don't know how many I can add to it. I have to check that. Because like I don't like I want the Markiplier you write. I want that. I have to look at what else I want there. But I knew I wanted that one specifically for the podcast, because anytime no one insulted me or like maybe I could do it on John's behalf, we just put that in there. Because it's a goated clip.
Oh yes.
But do I get a winner speech, Mr. Host?
You do indeed.
I love winner speeches. I would like to thank the Academy. No, screw every Academy I've ever went to. no, I'm just kidding. Work is, at the end of the day, is work. And whether you enjoy it or not, hopefully you do enjoy it because you get more. I mean, at that point, you enjoy it and you still get paid, so it's a double win. But even if you don't enjoy it, unfortunately, hopefully it's still paying the bills and that kind of thing. For me, it's kind of the opposite where I like the job, but it's not paying enough. So, like, that's the problem. But hopefully they'll improve as time goes on, because obviously they're going to get busier and busier. But yeah, we all have, if you've ever had a job, you of course gonna have piled on with stories, especially the older you are, the more stories you have naturally. So,
oh yeah,
it's insane. So if you guys want to tell some of your work stories, you can on YouTube, and I think that's about it. So, and then I guess you could tell us on an email if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
When this video comes out, or when this podcast episode comes out on YouTube, you can let us know in the comments there. But otherwise, it's just a listening platform, so unfortunately, we can't talk with you guys that way. But still a pretty good episode. We were between this one and, like, Death Row something, but this one was more potent, because a lot of the stories I told were recent, I could remember them, and I felt like if I prolonged the work stories for too long, I would eventually start to forget some of them. So that's why we kind of did this one first, but... Yeah, so it's a pretty good episode overall.
Yes, indeed. And I know you don't give us a speech because you suck.
Okay, you bald cunt.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you provoked a conversation that made you laugh along the way. You can find myself over on Twitch at JeebusFeebins, as well as on YouTube at JeebusFeebins. You can find Ethan over on YouTube at FabsXCGaming. He's started uploading again recently, so plenty of stuff there. And Noah at NoDog5434 over on Instagram. And you can also check out our Patreon, which we have. We have multiple tiers that give you multiple different perks that range from $1 to $100. The tiers, that is. And the higher tier you buy, the more rewards you get. When you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to the exclusive Patreon-only Discord server. And you can hang out with us there. We can talk about how Noah is just the worst at game shows. Or whatever you feel like. Whatever your heart's desire.
Shitty Wi-Fi connection.
Alright, Noah, you're done. So
and deafens them. Not just mutes and deafens them too.
Right, well, with all that out of the way, we will see you guys next time.